This podcast will talk about WebSphere Virtual Enterprise version 6.1. WebSphere Virtual Enterprise is really an amalgamation of autonomic computing and grid computing. Autonomic computing because it provides us with sense and response capabilities, and grid computing because it provides us a resource pool that allows the application infrastructure to reuse the various app server components that's built into network deployment. Historically, WebSphere Virtual Enterprise comes from a product called Extended Deployment, or XD, Operation Optimization piece. It's an add-on product. What that means is that it's built upon network deployment, so you have to have network deployment to install Virtual Enterprise. So it's a stack product. The way we handle this is we augment the existing ND profiles with Virtual Enterprise profiles, and then moving over network deployment profiles to Virtual Enterprise profiles requires augmentation, which essentially enables every network deployment node to Virtual Enterprise node. There are a few features that is provided by Virtual Enterprise which really aims towards the operation optimization of application server enterprise. You have dynamic operations that translates into dynamic movement of your application server clusters. So whereas in the past the clusters were static, now the clusters are dynamic, which essentially means that it's able to grow and shrink based on sense and response capabilities that we talked about earlier. Server management, this gives us fine-grained management of application servers and nodes. What that means is we can essentially mark a server in maintenance mode, allowing us to perform maintenance functions while the virtual enterprise augments and adds additional capacity to meet the demand of existing workload. Health management, another important feature, which allows us to provide health management capabilities by you defining health management policies and taking an action based on breach of those health management policies. Runtime operations monitoring, this provides some additional capabilities that Virtual Enterprise offers, which allows the end user to see as to is to download metrics for by cluster or by node as to how much an application is being affected by the backend resources. This presentation will focus on technical discussions around the dynamic operations of Virtual Enterprise. So we will go into a little more detail than the business side of what Virtual Enterprise can offer to an enterprise. So the few things that we see as a challenge statement is at times we aren't able to predict the incoming workload. And as a result, we tend to provision for peak capacity at all times. Second thing is an increase in server utilization. We aren't able to accurately predict, and at times we end up with server crashes and failures. So one thing we do is we allow you to optimize the utilization with Virtual Enterprise. We are able to provide flexibility by specifying certain importance level to an application. So not all applications are served equally, which was the case with network deployment and the other static application server processes. So now we are able to specify importance levels. So in the point of contentions, the more important applications, whether they're important by regulations or they're important by revenue contributions, are allocated more resources than the applications that don't have the same quality of service. We provide high availability by providing dynamic resources. Virtual Enterprise allows you to quiesce the resource to a sick JVM and instantiating another JVM, thereby assuring that you have consistent level of service, and all this is accomplished by the dynamic nature of the application server environment. So in essence, the Virtual Enterprise extends your existing network deployment by ensuring that your resource utilization is optimized by providing a resource pool. We provide application priority, where high priority applications get additional resources, and at a point of contention, they are allocated more resources than the others. And then we assure that at all times your applications will be highly available or continuously available by allowing us to quiesce the resources and recycling and bringing it back to the resource pool. So Virtual Enterprise targets these three primary high-level features, and in slides to come, we will see how Virtual Enterprise accomplishes these three important tasks. So if you look at the standard topology, this is typical WASI topology, and you will see in WebSphere ND environments where you'd have an application tier which is sort of front-ended by a web server tier with WebSphere plugins. Now you have introduced another called ODR tier, and ODR stands for on-demand router, which we'll discuss in detail in slides to come. But essentially, on-demand router is sort of the engine or the brains of virtual enterprise, which allows us to do intelligent routing and intelligent proxy. So it's not an appliance. It is not a specialized device. It is a software tier, which is a part of virtual enterprise, which you install like any other application server. It's managed just like any other ND node or ND, entity. It's a part of WebSphere cell. Drilling further down into what an ODR is, so we will see in this slide, we will talk about what ODR is. It's essentially an intelligent Java proxy, which sort of is the driving engine or the driving force behind the dynamic operations of virtual enterprise. So the on-demand router sits between your DMZ, which typically where the web server resides. So it's behind the DMZ, it's within the cell, and it handles and manages the WAS resource pool, which is essentially the application servers, which is a black box in this case. What we do is every request that has to go through the on-demand router is kept track of. So ODR essentially has three features. It accepts the request, it classifies it, it drains the request, and based on the response times and the goals that you've specified, it manages the request and it ensures that you have adequate resource in the resource pool available in the backend. So for instance, if you have a certain service level requirements and certain requirements on your service level agreements for your response times, the on-demand router will constantly monitor that and ensure that you have additional app servers available in that resource pool to guarantee that service level agreement that you have guaranteed to your end users. And the way we do that is we have these dynamic clusters, which essentially are a step above the static clusters where the resource moves dynamically. And we essentially start additional resources based on the workload coming in. And as the workload subsides, we will then take away the resource and provide the resource to another application that may be sprucing up. So ODR in this case is sort of the driving engine behind ensuring that all the business level service agreements are adhered to. It ensures hardware utilization is optimized. It keeps track of applications, users, and resources of the backend application servers. And the way we accomplish that is by having a feedback loop between the application server resource pool. So we keep track of server utilizations, JVM heap size, and the number of service requests handled by a application server. And that's how we make those intelligent routing decisions. So for drilling deeper into this infrastructure, you will see that now, whereas in static clusters you had a set number of app servers always designed for peak capacity, always running, now we have this notion of dynamic clusters, which allow you to specify the boundary of growth. So you can specify a min and max, and based on minimum requirements, you would have that many minimum application servers running. And based on incoming request, you would have additional app servers instantiated, or in the event of a JVM failure or a health service, health policy breach, we would coalesce the traffic to that particular JVM, instantiate another JVM to meet the demand of existing workload, and recycle the JVM that's affected, therefore bringing it back to the resource pool. So in this diagram, you will see the HTTP traffic coming into the web server tier, going to the on-demand router, and on-demand router then sprays the traffic to the backend application servers, and based on the number of requests, based on the health of JVMs, the dynamic clusters is able to expand and shrink, and thereby providing the optimization that we talk about. The ODR enforces some of the policies, such as service level agreements. We call them service policies. So if you were to define a service policy of a certain response time requirements and define importance level to an application, on-demand router essentially ensures that there are adequate resources available to meet that that demand. And we also now provide you option of converting an existing static clusters into dynamic clusters, which makes the transition from network deployment to virtual enterprise fairly simple. So if you were to have an existing server that is defined for peak capacity, you can simply convert that into a dynamic cluster, which then by providing simple rules such as minimum and maximum, which allows you to basically ensure that you're not always running all the JVMs, you know, you only need the JVMs that meets a certain demand request. So it's a very powerful concept and fairly simple to administer because Virtual Enterprise builds upon the existing file dissemination and administrative model of network deployment. Virtual Enterprise involves a minimum learning curve, which allows you to administer your existing application servers. So this picture talks about the various components that make this magic happen. I did discuss in the first slide that, you know, Virtual Enterprise amalgamation of autonomic computing and grid computing. So the autonomic computing piece, which really gears towards the sense and response management goals, is around these components. So the fact that the on-demand router is able to detect a certain availability and breach in health conditions, it's really targeted towards a sense and response. So the ODR senses that a certain JVM is not meeting its health requirement or service requirements and quiets the traffic there. So you have these various components, which I draw similarly to sort of organs in our bodies, which basically provide a value to your overall VE value points, where the ARFM, the Autonomic Request Flow Manager, the Dynamic Workload Manager, Application Placement Control, and Health Controller form one of, you know, the four major components of Virtual Enterprise that collectively work together to provide the sense and response capability to the VE environment. So if you look at what each of these components are, Autonomic Request Flow Manager sort of controls the order of request into the application server, and you have a component of that called ARFM Gateway that sits on the on-demand router, which communicates with the various on-demand configuration or bulletin board information, and you have the ARFM controller, which sits in the backend application server. And then you have Dynamic Workload Manager, which senses based on availability of JVMs or the health of the JVMs and dynamically changes the server weights. And these server weights are similar to what we define in these static clusters, except that these changes on a regular basis based on the workload and the health of each JVM that handles a service request. Application Placement Controller is a component that essentially is responsible for, you know, stopping and starting JVMs. Essentially, it creates and removes application instances to deal with the flow of requests. So for instance, if the health controller, which identifies that a particular JVM is breaching a health policy, it then requests APC to either remove the application instance and then create additional instance to ensure that there's no loss of service. So all of these components, which is ARFM, the Autonomic Request Flow Manager, the Dynamic Workload Manager, Application Placement Controller, and Health Controller, are singleton services. That means they run somewhere inside your cell and they're highly available. So if you were to say, for instance, stop a node or a node shuts down where you have any of these services running, these services automatically move over to another available node. So the picture on the right-hand side sort of depicts the communication between the various VE components and various ND components. So you will see that the deployment manager is still the same and it participates in the VE communication as well as all the other nodes. So the dotted lines really communicate the VE controller activity, whereas the straight lines talk about the ND activity. So all the file dissemination, all the configuration dissemination is still handled by ND, whereas all the on-demand or the live feedback mechanism that the ND exploits to provide you with this operation optimization is handled by the VE communication. So this is an important distinction to remember as to how these various components work together in tandem to provide the intelligent routing that VE is so known for. This slide, again, provides a little more in depth of what ODR is. So this is more like dissecting the on-demand router. This picture really shows that you have three different applications that are hosted in your backend application server pool. One of them is stock trading, account management, financial advice, and obviously based on the type of request, we've assigned stock trading to be high importance, account management to be medium importance, and financial advice to be lower importance because that can always take a back seat. Stock trading being the highest importance part, simply because we have regulation governance around it, and also it's more important from revenue generation point of view. So we've assigned that a highest importance level. Account management, we've assigned that as medium importance level. So when the request comes in through the plugin or the HTTP servers, it then goes through the on-demand router. And like I mentioned earlier, on-demand router really has three functions. It classifies the request, it queues them based on importance, and the queuing function is the second function that the ODR does. So it basically assigns all the requests based on its importance level. And the third thing ODR does, which is fairly important, is draining these requests or dispatching these requests to the available backend servers. So in this case, we have five nodes, and we have sort of a dynamic clusters of all these three applications dispatched to these five nodes. And based on the amount of requests coming in, if we have high requests for stock trading, we will instantiate additional stock trading app servers on node 4 and node 5 and take away the financial advice application simply because it's of lower importance. And if you look at the feedback mechanism, the on-demand router, the ARFM gateway component that sits on the on-demand router, keeps track or consumes the information on the bulletin board, which keeps track of things like the amount of requests handled by a JVM, the overall memory and CPU available on that JVM. And based on that information, we continually compute as to the need for, one, instantiating more JVMs, and as making a decision in terms of how do we route requests to the available JVMs that's available in the backend. So you can see in this case that it's fairly important to ensure that the on-demand router and the backend application servers are on the same side of the cell, behind a firewall, simply because this communication is consistent, and any breakdown of that communication would sort of leave the ODR blind. So it's important to ensure that ODR is a part of the cell and it's integrated into the overall VE/network deployment communication. So this picture really provides the grid computing aspect of virtual enterprise, where if you notice in the past, you could essentially have a stock trade cluster of, in this case, about, you know, eight nodes. You would have stock quote of four nodes and account management of four nodes. But by using virtual enterprise, you're able to consolidate all these applications into a single resource pool. So whereas in the past you would have a static clusters, now you can specify dynamic clusters, thereby allowing you to pool your existing application servers and achieve a significant level of server consolidation by ensuring that you're able to optimize the use of your application server resources only when you need them the most, as opposed to having them designed for peak capacity at all times. So if you were to collapse this environment, all this translates into is that you have a bigger resource pool, your app servers can grow to a larger number of nodes. At the same time, you can allocate more JVMs and more resources to your existing clusters that are of higher importance to your enterprise. So we ensure that the service policies, the health policies, are governed by these basic fundamental principles. You also have an option of isolation policies. What that means is that you can essentially isolate as to which application can be confined to a nodes. Of course, when you isolate your environment to the nth degree, then you will not be able to exploit some of the virtualization, which is a sort of a layer of abstraction that the VE provides at the app server tier. This is an interesting chart which really takes away the capabilities, which translates or maps the business capabilities to the technical components of virtual enterprise. So if you go down the list, the consolidation optimization piece is handled by resource pooling and the controllers like application placement controllers, which has the ability to stop and start the JVMs based on service level and health policy breaches. So we are able to consolidate your app server environment and any breach in health policies by quiescing the traffic based on response time goals or on, you know, based on health policies. You have flexible deployment of application services, which allows us to quickly provision and utilize capacity. So at some point, should you decide to increase the number of maximum servers, all you have to do is change the number of policies, and those app servers will be created in the background. So it's fairly flexible. It allows you to move and your environment to nth degree of availability. Then you have policy-based workload management, and these policies are enforced by health management and ARFM and the on-demand router. The on-demand router, again, consistently keeps track of the usage in terms of memory, CPU, the health aspect of it, as well as the response time, because on-demand router is also a reverse proxy. So all the requests that goes through the on-demand router has to come back through the on-demand router, and that's how the ODR keeps track of the request and response time goals. And it has a work profiler component as well, which profiles the workload and then makes a decision to instantiate or take away resources based on importance level. So the policy-based workload management encompasses two things. One of them is service policies, one of them is health policies. And it enforces these policies to provide you the policy-based workload management. Health management, another very important feature that our clients love, is the fact that you're able to define health policies. We have seven out of the box, and you can define your custom health policy based on n number of combination based on the PMI type information. But for instance, a health policy would be if a JVM reaches a certain heap level, then quiets the traffic and instantiate another JVM to meet the minimum requirements of a dynamic cluster. What that does for you is it consistently provides X number of app servers that are there in your minimum pool set. At the same time, if a JVM is breaching a health condition, any additional requests are sort of stopped or quiesced to that JVM. Thereby, its ability, it's able to meet its existing request requirements and recycle, bringing the JVM back in the resource pool. And that's how we manage the resource pool by using health policies. Operational management, again, we have Application Edition Manager, another powerful feature which allows us to have multiple editions of an application deployed in the same environment. While in ND this was not possible, in Virtual Enterprise we now allow you to have multiple editions and give you the ability to basically quiesce the traffic to one edition and promote the new edition to your production environment. We also give you the ability to have concurrent activation of two editions and specify some intelligent smart rules on the on-demand router, which then isolates the traffic based on IP or some sort of a header that identifies one user from the other, and specifying a certain set of users to go to edition 2, whereas your edition 1 would still be in production till you test it. And once things are okay, you can promote the new edition or edition 2 to go to edition 1. We also provide things like your chargeback mechanism, where you can specify by reporting and charting as to how much each application is using in terms of resources. And if you were to have an equitable chargeback mechanism, you can then begin to specify as to how much application server resources being consumed by a particular application. So these are some of the most exploited features of Virtual Enterprise that we've seen in the field. Proactive health management, again, you no longer have to wait for the JVMs to crash. You can proactively manage the health condition, and in the event of a breach of a particular health condition, whether it's a custom health policy that you defined or one of the policies that you've taken out of the box, we will essentially quiesce the traffic to that JVM and ensure that all the requests that are dispatched to that JVMs are still serviced, and instantiate new JVMs to essentially ensure that you're meeting your service level agreements. Application editioning, like I mentioned, now you can host more than one edition application environment, thereby giving you a tremendous amount of flexibility to ensure you have continuous availability of your application in your environment. Extensible and manageable infrastructure. This goes back to the flexibility that we talked about, where you can convert your existing static cluster to dynamic clusters. And at any given point in time, if you feel the need that you need to extend or expand your clusters, all you have to simply do is change the number of the maximum cluster members, and that expands your environment automatically. By adding additional nodes to your existing cell, also is detected by the Virtual Enterprise, and the Virtual Enterprise then begins to place the additional JVMs to the newly added node, which takes away some of the low-level management capabilities of ND, where you are manually doing all these functions. Autonomic operation management, again, autonomic meaning sense and response management type function, just like our bodies, that we're able to sense that a particular JVM is overloaded or having a health condition, and we are then able to take an action based on policies that you've defined. Intelligent routing, again, if a JVM is faulty or a JVM is hung or not responding, we will then reroute the request to another available JVM or go ahead and instantiate one more JVM to meet the demand. Server consolidation, by creating a bigger resource pool, we are able to now not always plan or provision for peak capacity. We have now the ability to create and to instantiate JVMs when we need them. So we don't always have to have N number of JVMs running at all times. Some of the enhancements that we've done with Virtual Enterprise of 6.1.1 are we've changed the communication mechanism of bulletin board. So the Virtual Enterprise communication, which I talked about in the earlier slides, it's its own communication network, thereby taking away some of the performance benefits of using its own communication mechanism rather than relying on the HA manager communication mechanism that was available in ND. We now provide AIX uncapped support. We provide the option of ODR clustering, which makes the configuration of ODR much simpler. We give you custom logging, so now you can specify logging by request or by a certain header type, and you can then debug your application if there's one application that's causing the problem. You have a flight recorder, which gives you the capability of sort of a binary trace, tracing all the requests coming into your environment, which is a very powerful feature simply because all the requests now have to traverse through the on-demand router. And then you have application level QoS. We can QoS the traffic to an application server. We provide memory overload protection. What that means is that if your JVMs are hot in memory, then we give you the ability to stop the traffic before even it leaves your ODR. So ODR will then stop queuing the traffic, will start queuing the traffic and not let the traffic hit the JVMs that are already overloaded. That gives you a tremendous amount of performance benefits simply because now you're not making the situation worse by simply stopping the traffic at the ODR tier. We have the same mechanism for CPU overload protection. If a CPU is overloaded in the backend app servers, then we will begin to queue the requests in the ODR, giving you the ensuring that all the requests that are in pipeline are serviced properly and no new requests are then let through the ODR. So ODR sort of acts like a gatekeeper to all these requests in the event of a memory overload or CPU overload situation. One important aspect to understand is that Virtual Enterprise also supports middleware servers like Application Server, a Community Edition, WASCE, .NET, Apache, JBoss. We have varying degrees of support. WASCE, PHP, and Apps are of complete lifecycle support. That means we can specify, create, remove server instances, and deploy applications. We have assisted lifecycle in which you still have to do some of the application deployment and maintenance work on these third-party JVMs like JBoss and Tomcats, whereas we will then, the ODR will be able to route the request to these JVMs and ensure the health policies are maintained and so on and so forth. And then we have the generic lifecycle management for .NET and SAPnet Weavers, where the ODR will simply route the request and we'll not be able to obtain health information and things like that. So these are the few features of Virtual Enterprise.